Parshas Acharei Mois, Tovshin Pei Dalid. It's the Shabbos after Pesach, the beginning of Sfiras Omer. It was a Shana Meuberes, so Parshas Acharei Mois is the Shabbos after Pesach. Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. The Mogen Avram in Hilchis Yom Kippur, Simin Tov Reish Chof Aleph, he brings from the Zoyar in Parshas Acharei Mois, Kol mi shemitztaer al mises Bnei Aaron. Oy moyrid moys alein moychlen loy avay noysov ubonov ein mason bechayev. He brings this from the Kisvei Arizal in the Sefer Hakavonis. The Magen Avraham is bringing that if you relate to the concept of mises bnei Aaron and you mitztayer on it, it makes a kapara. There's a shaila the Prima Godim of an orat is mashma. This is a din dafke by Yom Kippur. Others want to say no. Maybe it's a gans yor, or maybe also it's appropriate by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the day that it happened. Or Akaponim, when it's the Parshas HaShavua, a Yid lives with the Parshas HaShavua, when it's Parshas Acharei Mois, to relate to this Inyan. Now we know, Be'emes, that the Medrash says that Misas Shnei Bnei Aaron is Misas Tzadikim, Loma Nismacha Misas Shnei Bnei Aaron to the Parsha of Yom Kippur, Parshas Acharei Mois is about Yom Kippur, Lelamedcha, that Misas Tzadikim is Mechaper, like Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So there's an Inyan of Kabbara of Misas Tzadikim. Me'idach Gisa, it's Mevor, that there was a Inyan of Chet of Nadav and Avuyu, and the emes is there's a stira of many different Ichatoyim and Pegam, the Balaturim, already earlier in Pasha Smini, it says, Vateitze Eish Milifnei Hashem Vatoichal Oysom, it says Oysom with a Vav, it's a remes for the six Inyanim of Chet that we have applying by the Mises Bnei Aaron. And he says the six are Eish Zora, also they were Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbam, that's a Gemara in Erevin Dav Samach Gimel. Also, shtuye yayin nichnasu lemikdash. Also, there's a pasuk elsewhere that says bonim lehayu lehem. Another inyan is leinatlu eitza, and another inyan is nasnu einehem beparnosois. Meidach gisa I saw from the chida, he says vayakrivu lifnei Hashem eish zara. He says eish zara is the rosh tevis. That's Muram is on the various chatoim. Eish Zora, Aleph is Eish Zora, of course. Shin of Eish Zora is Shtuya Yayin. Zayin is Zera, that they bonim lehoyolehem. They also could be peraviravia. Reish is from quoting a different chazal that they went into the Mishkan without Rechitzis Yadayim Veraglayim. And Hey of Eish Zora is Hayra Bifnei Rabbam. So that's Eish Zora, which is Rosh Hatevis, Eish Zora, Shtuya Yayin, Zera. Rochet Yadayim V'Raglayim and Hayro B'fnei Rabbam. It's interesting, the Kli Yoker writes, he says, the Pasuk says, Mefurish Eish Zora. So Avad, it has to be Eish Zora. He explains that all the other Chatoyim are also an Inyan of Eish. Shtuya Yayin is that the Shichrus is Boyer B'Kirbam. And Mechusur B'Godim is that you're an Ish Zor, because if you're Mechusur B'Godim or Mechusur Rechit Yadayim V'Raglayim, you're a Zor. Like Nasu Nashim, so there's an Eish of the Yetzer inside of you. Chayta Egel, another pshat brings is Vayisuf Oisei Be'esh. So all the reasons apply are in that inyan. But the emes is, there's another nekuda that there's a shayrish. It says that they went in Shtuya Yayin. The Sfas emes is Mevayer. What does it mean that they went Shtuya Yayin? He brings a pasuk, Ki toivim doidecha miyayin. And the Sfas emes explains, Doidecha is the etzem tzivoy Hashem, kasher tzivoy Hashem. Yayin represents someone that wants to go beyond. He wants to get drunk, but the pshat is he wants to go in on a higher level, beyond. And they wanted to go into the mikdash shtuya yayin to reach a level of a hasog of ruchnius beyond their capabilities. And a person has to know that's not what you're supposed to do. Ki toivim doidecha, the doidecha is the tzivoy be'etzem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, is more important than yayin, than going beyond your madrega. But there's a lot of makairis to this, that Nodav and Avi, you went beyond. The emes is it's brought down, I saw from Rav Shamshin Mastropoli, the Pasuk says, Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekorvosom Lifnei Hashem V'Yamusu. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by Akasha. Why did Nadav and Avihu have to die? Hare, we know that even Chanoich and Eliyahu were Oile L'Shamayim B'Chayim, Chanoich and Eliyahu. Why was it necessary for Bnei Aaron to die? And the answer was, Bekorvosom Lifnei Hashem. They went even higher Madrega, beyond what even Chanoich and Eliyahu went. And they went to such a Madrega that it was Bekorvosom Lifnei Hashem. They pushed it with Miskarev to the Kisei HaKavod. There's a beautiful Lashon in the Orachayim HaKadosh over here, where he describes the Darga of what it means that Nadav and Avihu came so close that the Kirvas Hashem Gufa caused them to be Nifter. There's a very interesting story I saw brought down about the Ramah Mifano, one of the Kadmoinim, the Ramah Mifano, that the emissary is the story of how he was nifter. Every day he would be misboided and reach very high madregas of dvekas. And he knew that this is dangerous, that it could go and reach beyond. And he had a deal with his gabai, with his shamish, that he was also supposed to knock on the door after 20 minutes. One time, Iramaisa Shahoya, that there was a sreifa in the ear, and the shamish got distracted because of the inyan that there was a sreifa, and he came back a few minutes late, and the Ramah Mifano Hataka passed away from this world. He had reached the 50th level. There's a level beyond. You know, it's interesting, I saw brought down, Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu is Rosh HaTevis Yoivel is 50. The 50th level. There's a 50th level where we go beyond. Now, of course, we know that now we're holding in the days of Sfiras HaOmer. And the days of Sfiras HaOmer is that there's a Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Yetzias Mitzrayim originally was Yisra'u Adila Eila. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out, not on our Madrega. But then we have to go through the 50 levels. The 50 levels till we get to Shavuos. It's brought down from the Gra, and there's other makaris to this, I think in the Zohar already, that the Torah writes Yetzias Mitzrayim 50 times. Because there are 50 levels in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every single day we go out, it's another level in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Goyim. And what's the 50th level? You know, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach the 50th level till the day he was Nifter. That's why he was Nifter on Har Nivoi. Nun boy. On the day he was Nifter, he reached the 50th level. But which, there's 50 times it says Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which is the one that's connected to the 50th level? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hoitzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. The first luach, the first dibra of the Aseres HaDibris. And we know that even Klal Yisrael was Yatzu Nishmasam by that dibra. Because that dibra is the 50th level. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hoitzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael lost their neshama, was misparitz when that happened. Moshe Rabbeinu reaches that level. That's the level of Chamishim. Now, we know that the process of Pesach, all the way at the beginning was already. All the way at the beginning, we said Kol Chamira. Kol is Gematria 50. Yom Kippur, which is Parshas Acharei Mois, we say Kol Nidre. That's also Kol is Gematria 50. And these various times, we're trying to reach this 50th level. This is a fascinating idea that we want to go. And we have to know, though, that the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to get to this level. We said there are 50 levels of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the ultimate level was Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But we have to know that the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for Matan Torah. It's interesting, a gematria. Yetzias Mitzrayim is 891, the same gematria as Naseh V'Nishma. Because the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get to Naseh V'Nishma. Yetzias Mitzrayim, 891. Naseh V'Nishma, also 891. The purpose is to get to Ta'avdun Es HaHalikim Al HaRazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is already told by the Sneh. Ta'avdun is Ta'avdunun. You're going to be Oved Es Hashem after the 50 Geulas. Ta'avdun, it's a pasuk in Shmois by the Sneh. Ta'avdun Es Hashem Elikim, I'm sorry, Elahar Azeh, Ta'avdun, Ta'avdun Nun. So Klal Yisrael reaches that level of Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu reaches that level of Nun, and the entire purpose of Pesach is to get to that. You know, there's a remez also, Pesach is the Rosh HaTevis of the three names of Har Sinai. Pesach is Poron, Sinai, and Choyrev. Those are the three names of Har Sinai, because the purpose of Pesach, the entire process, is to get to Poron, Sinai, Choyrev. Pesach b'miluoy. If you spell out the letters, Pehei, Samach, Memchof, Chestof, is Gematria Tariag. The purpose of the Inyan is, as we also know from the Dal, the Shoinus of Geula, is Vahitzesi, Vihitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti. The Goin says that Be'emis, the Arba Koisis, is Vahitzesi, Vihitzalti, Vigoalti, and Vigoalti. We spoke about this other times. But rather, Vilokachti is already the time of Matan Torah. So as we're going now through with Parshas Acharei Mois and starting the We want it in the correct oifin to be bekarvosim lefnei Hashem. We want to come close to Hashem, and we're going through each day of Svira. You have to count your days and make each day count and take the every day another level of Yetzias Mitzrayim till we get taka to the ta'avdun. Es olikim al horazeh. We should be zoicha to take the process of Pesach all the way till Shavuos. The Ramban writes that it's days of Chol Hamoed. Between Pesach and Shavuos, we should take these Heilige Teg and go mala mala with Derech Hashem.